I tried blocking my sadness and all the feelings I have towards my mom's passing, but I end up getting lonelier somehow. This past 2 weeks of vacation, where it must be all about family and gatherings and happiness, which I don't mind by the way, I was happy, I guess. While browsing the internet, I saw this post about people whose zodiac sign is Sagittarius. It says, we tend to block and shut down our emotions when hurt. Hence, we find it difficult to communicate what we really felt toward basically anything. And I'm like, oh my god, that's totally me. The whole Christmas and New Year vacation we had, I was like, fun, 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 and fun. But at the end of the day, I know what's really missing in me. In fact, a huge part of me is still missing, and my unconscious body and soul knows it even if my conscious mind tries to block it. How did I know it? I literally caught myself crying when I'm sleeping. You know when you're half sleeping, you're like somehow conscious that you are already asleep, but still you can somehow know what you're still doing? You get me? It's difficult to explain, but I hope you get me because that's happening to me. I woke up and I know I'm crying in my sleep, and I know that it's not a dream. My unconscious mind knows that I'm still hurting so much deep inside because of my mom's death. And realizing it makes it hurt so much more. I know I said to myself, and even I write something on my Facebook, that I'll be more positive and look forward to new beginnings, but I can't find and feel the real meaning of life without my mom. I mean, for me, life is not life without her. So how can I? Can someone give me a timeline on how to move on with this feeling? Because it hurts so much and so bad that my inner soul wants to scream so loud. I feel that this feeling will be for a lifetime. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm just really hurting right now.